To a packed House chamber, the governor declares the condition of Iowa is strong.
Ladies and gentlemen, our work together has Iowa on the rise.
Branstad touts lower unemployment, more affordable college tuition, and lower taxes among the top achievements of the past 4 years. Looking ahead, his agenda revisits bullying in the schools and expanding high-speed internet. West Des Moines Republican Peter County says the governor struck the right tone for a divided legislature.
You know, we have the same dynamic here for the last 4 years in terms of this House, Senate, and I think everything he put forward, there was nothing too partisan.
The warmest bipartisan response, a standing ovation, came as the governor vowed to stop bullies in their tracks in Iowa schools.
They lurk not just in the corners of the schoolhouse, but also on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Yik Yak, and through text messaging.
Last year's anti-bullying bill foundered over a mandate to let parents know about bullying incidents. Democrats argue some kids could be harmed if word gets home. This year's bill allows for some exceptions. Senate Democrat Majority Leader Mike Gronstall praised that a little.
That helps. I said it helps.
The governor changes tack on his bill to expand high-speed internet to underserved areas. Last year's bill gave tax credits for building out broadband. This year's bill gives out grants instead to communications companies and the communities they serve. Representative County says that might sell better for critics who said last year's bill gave away the store to communications companies.
It might make it more competitive. I hope it would make it more competitive. That could help alleviate that issue.
Continuing the bipartisan theme, the governor calls on both parties to raise new money for roads and bridges.
Building an infrastructure as strong as the future that we want, Iowa, must be a bipartisan priority this legislative session.
But as predicted, the governor stops short of endorsing a higher gas tax. That's okay with a leading proponent of higher fuel taxes, Osage Republican Josh Burns.
Hey, I tell you what, if I can just hear the words infrastructure this time around, I'm happy. I mean, that's more than I've heard, in the previous state of the state speeches.
The governor proposes a new initiative to enact tougher penalties for domestic assault. Judiciary Committee Chair Republican Chip Baltimore won't automatically endorse that.
We'll take a look at the impact on prison populations.
Senate President Democrat Pam Yoakum gives a guarded endorsement of the governor's agenda.
Certainly the anti-bullying proposal, as well as domestic violence proposal, will get a very good response from the Iowa Senate. But the proof really is in the budget.
Specifically, Yoakum says, the budget for schools. The governor proposes a less than 2% increase in basic state aid for K-12 education, which Yoakum says won't help Iowa reach the national average for per pupil spending. The governor's budget would raise state spending overall next year by up to 5%. Republican House Speaker Craig Paulson says that's too much.
We'd like to see government spending go down. So, in the big picture, sure. But let us work through it.
Some other potentially contentious budget items. The University of Iowa would not get as much money as they say is needed to help them adjust to a new university funding formula. And Democrats say, though the governor proposes more money for water quality, his budget doesn't go far enough. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.